Andy and I were just talking about it. Yes, go ahead.
Just before you start, I want to say one thing. I read this morning that Louis of Boston is closing, and yes. I read the article, and I not that I ever shop there, but when I was a kid, my three best friends were Mark, Noah, and David Perlstein, and David works with us here, and I read the article, and their dad was Louis Perlstein,
yes.
and he wasn't mentioned in that article, and it really upset me. He was a prince of a man. He's the guy that made that place what it was. Everybody in Boston loved him. He passed away too young in the mid-'80s. But he was Louis Perlstein. And I just want to say a great Boston institution closes. But his name wasn't mentioned, and he was a special guy. And sorry. I love him, and I love his family.
One of the premier clothiers in the country, no doubt about
that. I find Lean's basement for me when it was open. Anyhow.
And maybe we'd see Gresh before they close. We're going to get you over the loop.
Okay.
Anyways, yes. For the playoff atmosphere, you can just feel it around here.
It's great. All week long, just in the parking lots, coming and going from business meetings and stuff, definitely a different energy. And the fact that it's an NBC game and you get that Sunday night production trucks here, and it just, it's buzzing, and it's a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, I did some traveling around the country this week, and wherever I went, this was a game. I think it's the game, along with the Dallas-Green Bay game, that the people are talking about, and it's going to be awesome.
Well, and this is the closest thing that you and this organization has had to kryptonite, the Baltimore Ravens, and I think that adds a layer to it as well. This is, in many ways, it's not a yearly rivalry, but when they play, you feel a rivalry.
There's definitely a rivalry between our two organizations, and it's a healthy rivalry. At least at our end, it's one of mutual respect. They're a great football team. Harbaugh's a hell of a coach, and they're physical. And I think when you're a Northeast team and you're physical, you watch those Pittsburgh-Baltimore games, and you know, you just, that's sort of like
football.
It's football, and it's not that, you know, spread out Oregon-style college offense. They've got really good skilled players. I saw Hines Ward last night, and I had never met Hines. He was with the crew, and we were introduced. I said, like, I hate you. I mean, like, man, you were just a receiver who caught everything, and then when you weren't catching, you were knocking guys over. And he smiled, and it was just, but that's Northeast football, and we, the Ravens and ourselves, have drawn each other a lot, and our players like to play in games like this. You don't need any help getting up for it.
Well, you can. To me, a rivalry is when you have balance, when you have respect, when you have fear, you know, when you have, you know, because the big scouting report on the Ravens coming in is they'll say, well, they're not afraid to play the Patriots. They're not afraid to come here in Gillette, and that just adds to it.
People in the NFL aren't afraid. I haven't seen that very often. I know I think people talk about it, and I think there's a difference between strong confidence and lesser strong confidence, but I don't think at this level NFL there are players who are afraid. I don't believe that. But when you've come in and had success in a building, obviously you feel like you can do it again. That's anything in life. It's not just football, and it definitely translates. I know there are buildings that we go to on the road that guys feel very at home in, and hopefully the Ravens don't feel that way here, but I understand why they would if they do, and hopefully our fans and our players bang it out of them.
Well, I look at this group and say they needed the rest because it was a grueling regular season. You know, I know there are those who will point to the tomato can schedule, blah, blah. This was anything but this year, and I do think that this was a year where the bye week was, it wasn't just a luxury, it was a necessity for my money, because given the way the offensive line was dinged up, and oh yeah, keeping that guy 87 upright and ready to rock.
The bye week is a great luxury or
reward,
asset,
right,
or whatever you want to call it. If you use it well, it's not a week to take off. The bye week is a week for the guys who need it to get physically healthy without a game, but for everybody else that does work, that puts you ahead of everybody else in your conference except the number two seed. And that's what you've earned during the regular season. That's the way we view it.
There's a topic I want to touch on. Boston is up for the Olympics. And when you take a look at the venues that will be needed, would I be off base to think that the Crafts or the NFL could be involved? Because if there is an Olympic stadium that's built, could it be a future home of the Patriots in 2024? This stadium would be 25 years old.
Gillette, we're really proud of Gillette and what we've kept investing in it, so we'll come back to that in a second. But first off, congratulations to Mayor Walsh, John Fish, Dan O'Connell, their whole team. They did something that's a great accomplishment, and now we'll go compete on the world stage. And if Mayor Walsh needs anything from our organization, all he has to do is ask. We would do anything to help him out. In terms of a football stadium, Gillette, I mean, we love Gillette. We keep investing in it. It's privately owned, and we don't believe it's any. I think it holds up pretty well with the modern day stadium. So I don't know that it's a recipe for a new football stadium, but certainly if they needed the Gillette Stadium property in any way, shape, or form, we'd be happy to help Mayor Walsh out with anything.
Well, we were talking about it earlier because now a lot of stadiums, after 25 years, they're looking to build a new one.
A lot of them are dome stadiums. I think there aren't too many open-air stadiums that were built for just football. You know, you look at our vintage, you look at Heinz Field, you look at, down in Philly, you look at us. I think those stadiums, you know, people, you're privately owned, or in those there's a fair amount of private investment. You keep them up. It works. I think things like the Edward Jones Dome, the Georgia Dome are the ones that are getting antiquated 20, 25 years in. But you know, we're going to be there if, like I said, Mayor Walsh needs anything. It was a huge accomplishment getting this far, and we'll be happy to help.
Well, you could have had a stadium somewhere else and maybe a coach somewhere by the different name of Belichick, if you're to believe what has been put out there recently. I remember the Bill Belichick coaching search and everything that went down, and I remember hearing the names Dom Capers and Tom Donahoe. I never remembered hearing Gary Croton mixed in there.
Stacey James brought that article in. It says this.
John Stacey
brought it in
from WEEI. Wrote the article.
Yeah, and Stacey brought it in and said, "Who do you guys know?" He brought it in. He goes, "In case I get any follow-ups." And Robert and I were together, and Robert read it, and he goes, "Who's Gary Croton?" And we did interview him. I remember him, Robert. But first of all, in a coaching search, if you have a first, a second, a third, I don't think you ever tell anybody they're your second if someone doesn't come through. And I know who if Bill couldn't become our coach, if we couldn't work it out, who it was going to be.
You can't tell us. I mean, come on. It's 15 years.
And the way it's written, it makes it sound like if we could break Bill's contract. We sent in a fax. We weren't trying to do anything subversive. Bill was still the defensive coordinator. We sent in a fax. They made him the head coach, and everyone knows what happened. But anyhow, that's...
Well, and these things come up this time of year because you have people, once again, and we talked to you about this two weeks ago, knocking on the door of your organization. And that's another thing that the bye week sort of allows, is some of the people who put themselves in positions to get interviews to possibly better their professional situation. They got a chance
It gets your name. I don't know. My vague recollection was he was a nice guy, but I don't... It was nothing more than that. And look, I'm not going to say anything beyond that in terms of...
But this week Josh had the ability to go interview with some people because he's earned that right given the way this offense has performed this year.
Right. And Josh took it. And look, Josh will be a head coach in this league, I have no doubt. And I believe Josh will be a very good head coach in this league. And... I'm surprised there actually haven't been any hires yet. There's a lot of people talking.
I wanted to ask you about that.
I think I'm watching it from afar, but I think as soon as one person comes off the market, it'll start a domino effect. It's sort of like in the draft when the run on O-linemen or D-linemen starts.
Sure, yeah, quarterbacks.
Then people say, I got to go.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to happen here, but it's like everybody's dancing around to see what the first stone to fall is, shoe to fall is. And...
Well, like the Doug Marrone thing was strange. I mean, I don't know if you could comment on that.
I don't know anything about it. I get a guy not wanting the uncertainty of an ownership change and building
it. Well, that's what Bill did in New York.
Right. If Bill's done it, if Big Bill's done it, Little Bill's done it, other guys in the league have done it. So that I get. I think the Pegulas are really smart people who are trying to do the right thing. I think if I was a head coach, I don't know anything else about what's going on in Buffalo, but I understand why Marone would have had that put in when he negotiated his deal a couple of years ago and didn't know who the owner was going to be.
$4 million to walk. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's
Billy
not
O may bring him down.
It's just the old no offset clause. As you look at this football team, what are you most excited about with this particular group? Because you tell us every year they're all different. Because I'm the one who tries to lump them together and tell you, oh, gee, I can't wait to play golf with Phoenix.
The two things that I'm excited about for
this
today's
group.
Game mm-hmm. and this group is watching this defense play in the playoffs. Because playoff defensive football is different than regular season defense. It just, there's a little bit more to it, and it's going to be fun to watch that. And to go into the playoffs with Rob totally healthy is going to be fun to watch, too. And I think those will be the two things I'm excited to see happen. But it's going to be fun to watch the game.
Well, what's great to see is when you won the 3 Super Bowls, you had an outstanding defense with a lot of big names on it. And it took years to build up that defense. I think people expect that all you have to do is have a good draft once and you can replace all those guys. Now you're starting to see all of that come to fruition. You're starting to see it with Hightower and Jamie Collins. You brought in Revis. You got Browner. You got Chandler Jones. Now the names that you have on this defense might someday rival the ones you had then.
Hopefully that's the case.
They have a long way
to go. That group from the early part of the last decade into the middle part accomplished a whole heck of a lot. But these guys remind me of them in terms of their work ethic and in terms of their passion for being well. This defense has absolutely no egos on it, and the intensity burns inside. On the outside, they're low-key. They're not, you know, braggadocio. We're playing a defense that has a lot of braggadocio, and they're very good. That's their personality. The personality of that defense we had back then was this same type of personality, and hopefully it all comes together.
All right, let's crank it up. Let's go. Let's get it going. Ready to rock.
Ready
let's go.
Hey, it'd be fun to see each other next week, so I hope we get to do that.
Absolutely.
Jonathan, thank you, my friend. Good
Thanks,
luck
guys.
Tonight.
Take care.